TalkZone.com.
It's time for Pageant Talk Radio with Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach. This is the show that will inform and inspire you as you prepare for your next pageant competition while helping you develop life skills that transcend pageantry. Now, here's the host of Pageant Talk Radio, Valerie Hayes.
Hello, and welcome to Pageant Talk Radio, and thanks so much for listening today. I'm Valerie Hayes, and we're going to spend today's show sharing exciting information that can help you find joy and success at your next pageant competition or in your life as an everyday beauty queen. We're here to help you get the information you need in order to achieve all your goals and dreams. We want to help you make this year your best pageant year ever. Well, I'm so excited about today's show because I'm going to be giving you a sneak peek into all the fabulous things going on in Las Vegas during Miss USA weekend. Actually, just thinking about it and getting ready for this morning's show made me really super excited. If you haven't been to Vegas during Miss USA weekend, you've absolutely got to plan to be there. It's so much fun. On today's show, I'm going to be letting you in on what's going on and how you can make sure that you are there for every single moment of the weekend. But before we do that, I just want to give a couple of announcements and want to remind you that I have a new blog started at www.everydaybeautyqueen.com. This is a blog that I started in response to lots of emails and phone calls and comments I was getting from those of you who aren't competing. Maybe you've retired, maybe you're a pageant fan or pageant family member, or maybe you're a director or a pageant staff, and you wanted something a little inspirational like what I provide to my pageant coaching students, but didn't necessarily want to compete. So go to everydaybeautyqueen.com. It's my blog. I haven't updated it in a week or so, but I'm going to be getting out a new update later this week to keep you inspired so that you can have a pageant fab week. I also want to remind you that if you're getting ready for your spring or summer pageant, that it's so easy to practice your interview skills at home. If you're not practicing at home, even if you're working with another coach, if you're not practicing at home, you're never going to really achieve mastery of your skills. I want to let you know that you can practice with my Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD and my downloadable ebook 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions. The audio CD is full of the exact same coaching and strategic advice that I share with my private coaching students here in my office. And my ebook 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is the number one tool you've got to have in order to get a top interview score. Plus, the best part is that the proceeds from every purchase benefit Kiva, an organization which empowers others to lift themselves out of pageantry. You and I both know that pageantry is all about self-improvement, and the women and families who receive funds from Kiva use those funds to build businesses and jobs and careers so they can lift themselves and their pageant and their families out of poverty. It's a great situation of women helping other women. So if you're getting ready for your spring pageant, don't wait another day. Just click on the Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD and the 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Question graphics on the Pageant Talk Show, Talk Radio Show page, and get started towards your top interview score today. Well, as I said, I'm very excited about today's show. Today's show, we're getting all psyched up for Miss USA Pageant Weekend. I'm going to be giving you the inside scoop on what's going on and what you need to do to make sure that you don't miss a thing. My first guest is not only the Miss Nevada USA Pageant Executive Director, but she also produces a number of events under the True Beauty Special Events umbrella. The True Beauty Expo and True Beauty Rocks, the True Beauty Rocks Party, sorry about that, are just two pageant industry productions she has created. She's also consulted on a number of events, including the Miss Teen USA Fantasy Camp, which was fab last year, held in the Bahamas during the Miss Teen USA pageant. She's been involved with the Miss Universe organization pageants for over 30 years and will always be a huge fan of anyone that challenges themselves by competing in pageants. I'd like to introduce you to those who don't already know her, Maureen Atwell. Maureen, welcome back to Pageant Talk Radio.
Hi, Valerie. Thanks for having me back.
You know, I'm really excited, and I totally want to talk about what's going on this year at Miss USA. But I have to start by saying I had a fabulous time at the True Beauty events last year, and I'm sure you get feedback like that all the time, don't you?
It was great. Yeah, the letters, especially from the teens last year, were so fun. And the moms, they're like, thank you so much. We had a great time. But it's really just a blast for me to do.
You know, I really, I did enjoy, like, going to the vendor booths and finding about vendors that I, you know, that I didn't know about and seeing new products and new things that vendors had available. But I confess, the best part, I almost hate to say this, but the best part was getting the opportunity to reconnect with my pageant friends, you know, the people that are following me on Twitter or that are Facebooking me. It's really a great way to touch base with people that you might only see once a year, isn't it?
Right. It's almost like a high school homecoming. I mean, you get to see people maybe once or twice a year in the business if you're lucky. If not, it's all via email or telephone. And to actually connect and give them a hug and, you know, get to go have a bite to eat with them or go watch a fashion show or, you know, whatever you have in your plans, I just love that part. And that's really what I wanted to do to create this, was to bring back our past, our formers that, you know, were fabulous and our true assets of our companies, and also to bring the true pageant fans together and just be able to connect at least once a year if we could. So that's how the whole idea came about.
And it was a great opportunity to connect and meet and greet and see and be seen. And I have to say that I think I've spent minimal amount of time in my room. Most of the time, you know, in my room, I was like sleeping and getting dressed. The rest of the time, it was so much fun. I got home, I was exhausted, Maureen. I was exhausted.
Well, we're trying our best to create a schedule this year again that you'll feel that way from the night of prelims all the way through to Miss USA. So plans are coming together really great.
So give us a little bit of the inside scoop on what you've got in the works.
Well, in the works, of course, I hope everybody's coming out for the prelims Wednesday night. They moved up the date to have a shorter
time. Which is great because it makes it easier for people to stay the whole time, doesn't it?
Exactly. Fly in Wednesday and stay till Monday. It's a great town to spend some time in. But we're going to actually fill some of that time. So Thursday, we have a group going over to the Aria Spa, which is in City Center. It's brand new, beautiful property. The Aria Spa is going to help host a discount for the USA people that want to be enjoying their spa, their salon. They'll be doing hair, makeup, mani-pedis, and all of their salon services at a discount for our Miss USA attendees. And then on Friday...
Okay, but wait, because that sounds so fabulous, and I know that people are like writing that down right now. How do they get in on that? Do they call the spa direct?
No, we're actually going to have a reservation form that's going to go out, and you'll be one of the first to know the link for that, but it's in the works right now, and I have to confess, I'm actually on spring break this week, so I don't even know what's going on as my staff is working back in the office.
Oh, bless your heart. You're doing the show on spring break.
Yeah, I'm actually staring at the Caesar pool just waiting for us to get down there and get a little sun.
And I'm hoping your daughter doesn't hate us.
Oh, no. She's still halfway asleep, so we're good.
And she's adorable.
Well, thank you. She actually is one of the ones that's kind of experimenting and trying out some of the new stuff that we have planned out. She's like, oh, yeah, they'll love that. So she's a great guinea pig for that. But, yeah, so we'll be putting together a reservation link that people can click into, see the services, and make
a reservation
through us.
Maureen, can they find the link on your Facebook page, True Beauty Special Events?
They will be able to, yes. I don't believe it's up yet.
Okay, so if you haven't already joined the True Beauty Special Events fan page, join that so y'all can get in on the Thursday spa group. Awesome.
It's
okay,
everything. Yeah, it will have everything from the USA ticket link to reservations for the teens of the things we have going for them to hopefully Fadil's going to come out and do a photo shoot, the spa, all of it will be on that Facebook fan page.
Okay, so Thursday is spa day. Yay.
Thursday
is spa. Friday?
Friday, we actually have move-in day for the expo vendors, so you guys might have to go, you know, enjoy the pools or do something like that during the day.
Right.
Friday night, we're putting together a 2010 Teen USA contestant tour of Las Vegas. They're going to be put on a double-decker bus, open top, and they're going to tour around Vegas, and that should be a lot of fun for them. And then for the older girls, we're putting together a VIP reception that will probably be over at Aria's Gold Lounge. So we're very excited about putting together a very elite exclusive event for any former that will be attending. And again, that reservation link will be on our Facebook page. So that will be Friday.
And is that a former local, state, national title?
Oh,
what do you mean by former?
Right. Former state or national or international.
State.
We have a number of international ladies coming in this year. That should be very exciting. So it will give them a chance to, as a group of former state and up title holders, to network, get to meet each other, you know, talk to each other. How, you know, what are you doing? How are you getting further down the line? And just, you know, get to know each other. I've found that the power of these girls connecting is very, very good for those that are trying to find their way to wherever they're trying to get to. Does that make sense?
You know, it
like
really
those that
does.
Are trying, yeah,
it
those
really
that are
does
trying to
because
get to LA.
Some of the girls are farther along in their career path, specifically, you know, those who are pursuing entertainment or broadcasting. Some of them are a little farther along, and some of them are just starting. And I found that the former title holders, even at the national and international level, are very gracious and absolutely willing to, you know, share with people the tips and secrets that they, you know, what they did and how they did it in order to move forward in their career. And, you know, it's amazing. These people are on TV, they're in films, but they're totally down to earth and absolutely willing to share.
Completely. And I'm sort of kind of dropping in some really good people that are willing to give the connections that they have to further someone that's coming up, you know, through the ranks,
right,
kind of thing. And I think that's really a good idea for those that are already there, because if you come to LA not knowing anybody, you can really connect with some people that are not going to have your best interest at heart.
Right.
And
it's
these girls are already, yeah, they're already, you know, through that and know who the good people are to work with and the ones you want to avoid. So I thought it would be a really great idea to just gather them up and let them have a great time together.
You know, I think that's great, because when you move to LA, or if you're in New York, wherever you're doing it from, you know, you can waste a lot of time by not getting connected to the right people right away. And that's frustrating. And then you get disappointed and your family gets disappointed and it's hard. So I think it's great that you're putting that together for the title holders so that they can really connect.
And I think one of the biggest things that our girls have a problem with is they're labeled this pageant girl, like forever they're going to be this, you know, robot or something that is not anywhere near what our girls are at the moment. But it is a label that gets put on them. And for these girls to have, you know, achieved what they've achieved and continuing to achieve it and getting rid of that title and taking it off that resume, but still being very proud of what they did and what they accomplished, I would really like to see more girls attempt to do that and make a great reputation for quote pageant girls instead of some of the ones that we've had out there recently.
Right. Well, you know, unfortunately, it's 1 in 100 pageant girls who are maybe
exactly.
not so fabulous, but those
exactly.
are that's the people we hear about on the news, right?
Let's just dilute that all down to, you know, 0.5.
Right. All right. Well, speaking of the news, what's the news on what's going on Saturday?
Well, also Friday night, forgot to tell you
there's
late
more.
Into the night, for those that stay up, you know, 11 o'clock and later, which is, you know, basically most of Las Vegas, except me, we will definitely be at a nightclub and just having everybody have a great time, anybody over 21, and that won't need reservations. We'll announce what nightclub it's going to be, and it will be just a great time for all pageant fans and families and anybody that wants to have a great time after midnight to come and have a good time.
So for those night owls, they'll be clubbing away.
Yeah. And I'll wave as they walk by as I'm heading up the elevator. Saturday will be the expo, and the expo is just going to be 8 hours of jam-packed vendors and fashion shows, and I don't even really know where to start other than it's going to be the place to be, and I don't think you're going to get bored in the whole 8 hours that you're there.
No, I know that last year, was last year the first year you did it?
Yes.
I know that last year, you know, that people were kind of wandering in at first, trying to figure out what it was all about. And then they would go out and come back later with their friends and their family.
Right.
And then they'd come back later and then you'd see them in a third and fourth time. And
right.
then it just kind of went from there, didn't it?
Right. It kind of just snowballed, and it taught me that really probably a one-day event is going to be the energy level that we want it to be and the fun part and the exciting part. I mean, we have probably over 40 of our 2010 teens coming into town to support their sister title holders in Miss USA pageant. They'll be in. We'll be doing an introduction of them. They'll be signing autographs and taking their picture. And we have a fashion panel, a expert panel that's going to sit in and talk about different aspects of competition. We have some great vendors that will be doing fashion shows and product demonstrations. So it's going to be 8 hours of just crazy, anything beauty pageant oriented that you would want to see, and products that, you know, you, like you said, aren't in your normal store that will make for great competition, and also for those that just want to get dressed up and have a great time.
Right. And you know what was fun? I saw a lot of people who were there just attending the pageant that were totally shopping for their wardrobe for the weekend. You know, maybe they decided, you know, that what they wanted to go out Saturday night, or they wanted to go to the fashion show Saturday night, which you host, and they wanted to, you know, dress up a little more than what they packed in their suitcase, or they decided they wanted to have something a little more fun for the pageant on Sunday. And so people were totally shopping jewelry, shoes, clothing, all kinds of accessories. There were fabulous makeup vendors there. You could get a little makeover before your night on the town. It was really kind of fun.
Well, when you think about it, a lot of our states, and very selfishly from the Nevada's point of view, we do not have what would be considered pageant gown shops here. And we have some beautiful stores, but on our budget, we can't be spending $10,000 on a, you know, gorgeous gown at the Caesars Forum shop. So to have the top boutiques coming in and bringing in their inventory of both gown and cocktail is really a treat. And when you think about across the United States, how many states really aren't lucky enough to have one of those? And then to have like our local cosmetic company, Rain Cosmetics, they are fabulous. I mean, they brought their whole staff with them, was doing, you know, eight girls at one time, which I just thought would be the most fun thing to do, is go to an expo and walk out looking fabulous. So
And you could totally do it there. I mean, I swear,
you could
walk in barefaced in jeans and a t-shirt and flip-flops and walk out looking like a state title holder.
Right. And this year I found an absolutely amazing vendor for hair extensions, the clip-ins and the actual, you know, how they do it the other way. But these clip-ins are real hair, absolutely gorgeous, 22 inches long. You could actually walk out with longer hair. And that just cracks me up. It's just, you know, it's great.
How fun would that be, the before and after picture of that, right?
Definitely.
People won't recognize you. But you don't have to leave your hair extensions in Vegas. It's not one of those what goes on in Vegas stays on. You get to take it all with you.
No, gosh, I hate that saying. But yes, we have a great time.
Okay, I won't say it again.
It gets to go home with you.
All right, so the expo is 8 hours of true fabulous pageant glam. Tell me a little bit about what's going on Saturday night.
Well, Saturday, that's the crazy point right now. I would love to do True Beauty Rocks, which used to be Fashion Rocks the Universe. And we are working really hard to make that happen. But the changes that are going on in Vegas right now are sort of hindering that a little bit. Every venue that I've gone to wants to make it an over 21-year age event. And I want to be able to come. Unfortunately, the Planet Hollywood pool is under renovation, so we can't even have it there. So we're on about plan G or F at this point, but we're going to make it happen.
We'll keep our fingers crossed.
And
you'll post that when you've got it all nailed down.
You bet. And I'm hoping that you'll just announce a big time on your radio show, and we'll be all good and all caught up. It feels a little late this year, but due to the change of the USA date and, you know, that kind of thing, just sort of.
Yeah, but that's how Vegas is. It's kind of a spontaneous town.
Definitely.
1 minute there's nothing going on, and the next minute there's a lot of hoopla and a great party and everybody's there.
Exactly, and it's crazy because a lot of us don't work that way. A lot of us want to plan to the minute of where we're going to be and what we're going to be doing. But if you just know that if you come, you're going to have a great time, you're going to know what's going on, and it's just going to be a blast, and you just have to come. I mean, Vegas right now, the weather could not be more perfect. By May, it's going to be spectacular, and it just is going to be a weekend full of fun. That's all I can think of.
Well, I've already got my airfare and my hotel. Y'all, if you book early, that's how you get the good prices, so
definitely,
that you can spend more on the pageant glam
in
the expo and at the fashion show. So book early to check out what's going on. You can visit Maureen's website at theatwellgroup.com, theatwellgroup.com, and there'll be a link on the show page. And on Facebook, you can follow her, Maureen Atwell, or be a fan of her fan page, True Beauty Special Events. Maureen, I cannot wait. It's going to be so much fun.
Well, thank you so much, Valerie, and we'll check in and let you guys know all the new stuff that's going on.
Okay, well, thanks for being here, and enjoy spring break.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Take care. Well, I've been talking with Maureen Atwell about the exciting things you can do during Miss USA weekend in Vegas. And to get updates on what's in the works, just follow her website or get with her Facebook page or on Twitter at True Beauty Event. It's already time for a quick break, but stay tuned because after the break, I'll be talking with Robin Fleming of La Casa Hermosa and Rain Andriani of Rain Cosmetics about the surprises they have in store for you at Miss USA Weekend. Stay tuned and we'll be right back here on Pageant Talk Radio.
Have you dreamed of being Miss Teen World? If you're from Ohio, Indiana, Pennsylvania, New York, or Michigan, and are between 13 and 19, you could be the next Miss Teen United States World or Miss Teen World. You'll develop self-confidence, strengthen speaking skills, and make new friendships that will last a lifetime. No experience needed, and you could be in a national fashion magazine and take home more than $10,000 in cash and prizes. Just give us a call at 513-855-4133 or visit our website at writepageantproductions.homestead.com to get your free information package.
Are you confused about what makeup you need to create your best pageant look? Perfect Pageant Glam Kits take all the guesswork out of selecting the right makeup for your next competition. Each glam kit includes custom coordinated eyeshadows, eyeshadow base, glowing cheek color, and a lip color, all perfectly coordinated to create your winning look. Plus, you get a full set of instructions so you can be your own personal makeup artist. To get your glam kit, just visit www.pageantfaces.com today or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. You're going to love the way you look. Are you struggling with choosing a pageant wardrobe? Are you hoping to discover your own winning style? Meet professional model, former title holder, owner, and fashion stylist of La Casa Hermosa Gown Shop, Robin Fleming. Robin has over 25 years of experience in fashion styling, personal branding, and creating winning looks in all phases of pageant competition. Robin knows how powerful personal branding can catapult you to the crowning moment, and she and her staff have helped hundreds of women achieve their dreams. Working with the professional stylists at La Casa Hermosa, you can select wardrobe to play up your assets, create your own winning style, and set yourself apart from the crowd in each phase of the competition. Be seen as the winner at your next pageant. Visit La Casa Hermosa online at lacasahermosa.com or call today 561-301-5523 for your personal appointment. They don't just sell you a dress, they dress you to win. Do you have the number one tool used by elite title holders to create a winning pageant interview? Do you want to ace any question during your pageant interview? You need to get your copy of Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions today. The biggest mistake contestants make when practicing is using a limited list of practice questions. If you're practicing on your own or with the same partner, you're going to be practicing the same 50 or 60 questions over and over again. It's just hard to think of a wide variety of practice questions on your own. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions eliminates that problem and helps you prepare to answer any pageant interview question. Plus, the questions are specific to your competition division, teen, miss, or Mrs. and Ms. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is a downloadable ebook. Just download it to your computer, print it out, and start developing your interview skills today. Visit Valerie's website, www.valeriehays.com, and click on Shop. With Valerie's Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, you're on your way to a winning pageant interview.